going through something.
Yes.
Hold to God's.
Yes. Unchanging hand. Yes, Lord.
People change up on you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
God will not.
Thank you, Lord.
Come to you this morning, giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine.
Amen.
Recognizing my pulpit associates, Brother McMillan, in her absence. She funeralized her brother yesterday. And Minister Riley, my lovely wife, my beautiful, beautiful church family. It's an honor, a privilege, and as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the Word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Take now your servant's hand, Lord. As you read my mind and discern every concern in my heart. As I come to you submitted, Lord, I ask you just to take and use me, Lord. Speak a word, Lord, for someone needs a word. Speak a word, Lord God, for someone came searching, Lord. Someone came needing, Lord. So speak a word, Lord, and use me to speak for you, Lord. As I open my mouth, Lord, I pray that you will speak for me. Control my thoughts, Lord God. The notes that I have made, Lord God, they mean nothing until you come.
Yes.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way in this vessel, Lord. Do with me what you wish, but hide me way, way, way behind your cross, Lord, for no one needs to hear from me. They need to hear from thee. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Have your way, Lord, in this place, on this day, in this vessel. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks.
Pray myself happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's all right.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Preacher say on yesterday, he said sometimes you get up, you need to, you ask the people to help pray you up the hill. Mm-hmm. If you can pray me up the hill, I can make it down the hill by myself.
Amen.
I prayed myself up the hill this
yes,
time.
Yes.
There is a word from the Lord on this day. We will be coming from the book of Matthew, Gospel according to St. Matthew and according to St. Luke. We'll be coming from the 26th chapter of Matthew and the 9th chapter of Luke. And we will be continuing our series talking about the road to Calvary. Allow me to read from Matthew. Starting with verse, Matthew 26, starting with verse 31. I'm going to read selected verses here. It's all right, this. Let's make sure it reads the same. Verse 31 says, then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. Mm-hmm. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Hallelujah. This is Road to Calvary, part two. And we'll be using as a topic this morning, must Jesus bear the cross alone? How would you like it? How would you respond if Jesus came to you today and said to you that you would be offended because of him? You know that Lord that you say you love so much, that Lord that you would do anything for. What if he came to you and said, today you will be offended because of him? And Jesus said unto them all, that all ye shall be offended because of me this night. Would you respond like Peter? Not just Peter, but the other disciples as well, when they said, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Would you respond like they did? You know, last week, we asked the question, Lord, is it I? And we invited the Lord in to search me, Lord. Look at me. Let me expose myself to you. Look at me, Lord. And if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out. And if you find me lacking in anything, then build me up, put it in. Do I have what it takes to make it on this road to Calvary? Talk about this road to Calvary. And by the way, you know, Calvary is not our final destination. Our final destination is trying to make it home, trying to make it to glory. But you can't make it to glory without going. The only way to get there is through Calvary. You got to go the way of the cross. You lose direction, and people tell you that there's no other way you can get there. You got to go back around and go this way or that way. There's no other way that you can get there. So you must go through Calvary. So what does it take to make it on this road to Calvary? Must Jesus bear the cross alone? And all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. Last week we took step one on this road, and what we tried to do is to understand who we are. And this week we're going to try to go a little bit further, and we're going to try to understand who God is. The scripture that Gerald read this morning, it contained, he read 9, I think 18 to 26, but Luke 9, 20 says, when he was talking to his disciples, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And of course, Peter is always the spokesman for the group. Peter said, thou art the Christ of God.
Mm-hmm.
So this week we're going to try to understand who God is. We need to understand that He is all that we are not. I'm going to say that again. He is all that we are not. Revelations 1 and 8 says He is Alpha and Omega.
All right.
The Almighty. In other words, He's omnipotent.
Hmm.
And we are not. You see, Isaiah 64 and 6 says that we are all as an unclean thing. And all of our righteousness are as filthy as rags.
Yeah.
And we all do fade as a leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. But He is, as 1 John 3:20 says, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. In other words, He's omniscient.
Amen.
And we are not. 1 Corinthians 8:2 said, if any man thinketh that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. Psalms 33:13-14 says that the Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men, and from the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of earth. In other words, he's omnipresent. Mm-hmm. He's everywhere at the same time, and we are not.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God is our helper. Romans 8:26 says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Aren't you glad we serve a God like that?
Amen.
Thank you.
So this week we ask the question, but whom say ye that I am? I just read you some scriptures, and the Bible records who he is, but whom say ye that he is? Peter said, the Christ of God. So let me just give you a definition before I go on that. But what does Christ mean? See, too many people think that Christ is, that's Jesus' last name.
It's not?
It's not. See, Christ is his title. It signifies Jesus was sent from God to be a king and a deliverer. He's the Christ of God. And this title of Jesus means that he is God's anointed one. And he's the one who fulfills the Old Testament prophecies. The chosen Savior who came to rescue sinners, and the King of Kings who is coming back again to set up his kingdom on earth. Mm-hmm. Who is Jesus, the Christ of God? Number one, he's one who has all power in his hand. Mm-hmm. And he has the ability to grant us access to his power. When Jesus said to his disciples, all of ye shall be offended because of me this night. But see, prior to him talking to his disciples and giving them a charge, he had already, if you look back there in that scripture that was read in Luke 9, he had already given them access to power. So I want you to just understand as we walk through these scriptures. See, back in Luke 9 and 1, the Bible says that he called his 12 disciples together, and he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he told them to take nothing for your journey. In other words, all you need is Jesus. He said, and wherever you go, whatever house you enter, there abide, and thence depart. And whatsoever will not, who will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake the very dust from your feet. He had given them access to power. Mm-hmm. And not only that, he had displayed his power and who he was and what he was capable of doing. Matthew 9:14 says, well, there were about 5,000 men, and he said to his disciples, make them sit down by the 50s in a company. And they did, and so he made them all sit down. And he took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Mm-hmm. And he looked up to heaven and he blessed them and he broke and he gave to the disciples to set before the multitude, and they did eat. And they were all filled. Mm. More than 5,000, just 5,000 men. And then there were women and children. And after they all ate, there were taken up fragments that remained, and they had 12 baskets of leftovers. So he had shown his disciples who I am and what I can do. So don't feel sorry for the disciples when he gives them a challenge, because he's already given them access to power. He's already shown them who it is that you serve and that I can do all things if you just trust in me. And so don't feel sorry for the disciples. They like to do like we do. I'm only human. You can't expect but so much from me. Hallelujah. Who is this Jesus, the Christ of God?
Mm-hmm.
He is, number two, he's one who offers us clear direction. He prepares us for what we ought to expect on this road to Calvary. Luke 9:23 says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me,
mm-hmm.
let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Hallelujah. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. And he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Clear direction. Let me put it another way. No cross, no crown.
All right. Explain.
You know, if you can't stand a little disappointment, that's what Vicki Whiteman said in her song. If you can't stand a little disappointment sometimes, if you can't stand being talked about sometimes,
amen.
If you think you should always be up and never down, no cross, no crown. If you can't stand being lied about sometimes, if you can't stand a little heartache sometimes when things don't go your way, if you think you ought to always smile and never frown, I came to remind you that you have no cross, no crown. If you can't stand being misused sometimes, if you can't stand it when your friends let you down sometimes, no cross, no crown. Must Jesus bear this cross alone?
Mm-hmm.
And all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. And I know there's a cross for me. So Jesus offers us clear directions. He said, if you want to make it into glory, you got to pick up your cross daily. When he talk about picking up your cross, he's not talking about coming to church and shouting and running up and down the aisle. He's talking about picking up your cross. There will be some trials and there will be some tribulations in your life, but all you got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand. So he offers us clear direction. Thank you, Lord. No crown, no cross, no crown. And he instructed his disciples. He said, don't be ashamed of me. Go around trying to impress the world.
Yes.
But what does it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul?
That's right.
So he gives us clear directions. Who is Jesus, the Christ of God? Here's the good part. He is the one who knows our limitations. And because of his grace and mercy, he puts up with us anyway. He said, then said Jesus unto them, all of ye shall be offended because of me this night. See, here's when Jesus is really about to start teaching them and teaching us. He's about to give them a lesson. He said, you need to understand the value of prayer. He said, and you need to understand that you need to pray before the crisis comes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again. Somebody missed it. Right? You need to be prayed up before the crisis comes. You see, we like to wait until it hits full force. Once we get snowed under, once we don't know which way to go, then we want to fall on our knees and pray. But we need to be prayed up before the crisis comes. So pick up you with your Bibles, because I'm almost done. You got your Bibles. Pick up what Jesus is trying to prepare his disciples. The night before he's crucified.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 36 of Matthew 26 says, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. And he offered real simple instructions. I don't want y'all to get these instructions. He said unto his disciples, those that's closest to him, he said, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And then he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, that's James and John, his closest disciples, and he took them with him, and he began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And then he said unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. And watch what his instructions to him. He said, tarry ye here and watch with me.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
man. He didn't even tell them to pray. He said, just tarry here and watch with me. Just hold on to my unchanging hand. Stay with me, if you will. Don't separate from me. Just stay in it, no matter what the world may be, no matter what might be going on. Just stay and tarry here and watch with me.
Lord God.
And he went a little further, and he fell on his face and he prayed, saying, "Oh Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." Can you see, my Lord? He's praying, and all he wanted us to just be here with me when I'm going through. I want you just to be standing there with me and holding on to me when I'm going through, when I'm praying to my Father in heaven. And just watch with me. Just stay there with me.
Come on, then.
My Bible says that he cometh unto the disciples, and he findeth them sleep. And he said unto Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" Hallelujah for God and his patience.
Yes.
Can you watch with me for 1 hour? And then he went on and he instructed his disciples. He said, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation." Is that clear?
That's right.
He said, "I know your limitations. I know what you can and can't do. I know who you are." He said, "So watch and pray that you enter not into temptation, because the spirit is indeed is willing, but your flesh is weak." You know our limitations, and he puts up with us anyhow. He said, I give you access to my power because I know you have none of your own. Your flesh is weak. And then he went away again the second time and prayed and saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done." And he came and found them asleep again. Somebody preach it. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "For their eyes were heavy." This old world gets you down sometimes.
Yes, yes, sir.
Try to do your best, and no matter how hard you try, that the world will knock you over. And if you're not fortified, and if you didn't pray before the world knock you over, you have trouble getting back up. But I tell you, if you pray when you have a chance, when God tells you you got opportunity, pray before the crisis comes, isn't it? Yes. World gonna still knock you down, but you can get right back up.
That's right.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words when he is talking to his Father, "If there's any other way, nevertheless, thy will be done." Then he come to his disciples again. And this time he didn't even try to wake them up. He said, "Sleep on now and take your rest." He said, "I got it from here." He said, "My hour has come. And though I showed you and told you what I wanted you to do and what you could do, don't worry about it now. I got it. All you need to do now is get on board with me. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is. Oh, Jesus.
I think what we say is three strikes and you out. Gave you three chances and you still didn't get it right. But Jesus says, sleep on and take your rest.
Yes.
In that verse 46, he says, rise. And notice this word. He said, let us be going. So get up. Don't worry about what you didn't do.
That's right.
Don't worry about your failure. Just get up now and grab a hold to God's unchanging hand and I got you. Let's be going and
yes.
Do the yes. Father's will. Let's be going.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. He said, I got it. All you got to do is hold on to my unchanging hand. I'm going to close here. I'm going to close with the words of a song that would mean so much if we could just do it. When we find ourselves not having done what the Lord told us to do, although he told us time and time and time again to pray and to watch because your flesh is weak and if you let go, you will fail. But he said, when you find yourself in that situation, just look up to heaven and say, precious Lord,
yes, Lord.
Take my hand.
Yes, God.
Lead me on. Let me stand. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am tired. You ever get tired?
Oh, yeah.
I am weak.
Ooh, glory to God.
I am worn. Through the storm, mm-hmm. through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way grows dreary, you know, sometimes life will get you where you just get you so tangled up, you don't know which way is up and which way is down. You're just so confused. You don't know. The world has got you just going in a vicious circle and you don't know what to do. But precious Lord, linger near.
Mm-hmm.
Hear my cry. Hear my call. Hold my hand or at least I fall.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
When the darkness appears and the night draws near,
mm-hmm.
and the day is past and gone, you ever go through a period of your life when it just seems like you just get up? Like Groundhog's Day. Same old thing over again and you get up sometimes, you say, Lord, my intent is to do better. But you get up and you do the same old thing over again and over again. And if you're not careful, the devil will make you think that you're never going to get over.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord.
The night draws near and the day is past and gone at the river, I stand. Lord, guide my feet. Hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me on. Let me stand. Bear with me a minute. I can't help myself.
Take your time.
I was thinking, I mentioned it in Sunday school, and I was feeling it all morning. It was about truth, because we have so much trouble dealing with truth. Pamela Mann in her song, she says, "The truth is, I'm tired. The truth is, options are few. I'm trying to pray. But God, where are you?" And when I thought about those words, I thought about a child. When you get in a big park, we were down at Disney. I ran into a small boy who was wandering around, and he was running here and he was running there. He was afraid, and I caught him, and when I caught him, I asked him, "What's wrong? Are you lost?" Mm-hmm. And his words were, My parents are lost. That's the way we are with God. We're running around, "God, where are you?" But it's not God that's lost. And I grabbed the little boy and I said, "Just be still. Let's go somewhere and be still. And your parents find you." That's the way it is with us. When you're all alone and you think that you don't know where God is, just be still. Truth is, I'm weak.
Yes, sir, God.
Sometimes I don't have the strength to fight and no tears to cry. But my soul still refuses to die. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. That's all you have to do. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being so patient. We thank you, Lord, for always being near. We thank you, Lord, for clear direction. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are. We thank you, Lord, for loving us in spite of ourselves. We thank you, Lord, for holding our hand through it all. Oh, Lord, we love you. We trust you. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Mm-hmm. And I,